would like our representatives in D.C. to understand what we are trying to do, certainly as a specialty organization from the Society of Hospital Medicine's perspective, as well as on a local level, from my perspective here in Michigan, to try and reduce unnecessary hospital readmissions through implementation of what I think is a very innovative and effective program to target that area. Given what we have seen with national data suggesting that 1 in 5 patients get readmitted within 30 days after being discharged from the hospital, we have a clear problem there that causes substantial financial costs as well as emotional and other costs to patients who certainly do not want to have to come back to the hospital but do end up coming back to the hospital. Some of those are certainly necessary readmissions, if you will, but I suspect a substantial percentage are unnecessary readmissions, and so everybody should be concerned about trying to tackle this problem. No healthcare reform legislation is going to be perfect, regardless of what we come up with. There will be shortcomings. There will be things that might work. There will be things that I personally think are not good ideas, but my strategy is to try and focus on the areas that have potential or promise and try to facilitate their implementation. And it's in particular, a lot of the healthcare delivery system reform and delivery system redesign that is built into the healthcare reform legislation is where I would prefer we focus our efforts right now. And that's exactly what Boost does. They specifically highlight the problem of hospital readmissions as a quality and safety problem that our country faces. And rather than, arguing over, the details, if you will, or focusing on aspects of this bill or the legislation that I'm not in favor of, I say we focus on something like that and target it, work to try and implement some of the best programs out there, or good examples of programs to try and target that problem, and begin to try and structure payment reform and incentives in ways that support the type of work that we're doing, which I think is important work. It's hard to come out in favor of unnecessary readmissions and poor care transitions. And I think everybody will agree that they are major dissatisfiers to patients and to citizens of this country. And I think most people will agree they lead to unnecessary costs. And so I can't imagine that anybody, regardless of what your political leanings are or your opinions of this bill, I cannot imagine that they would not be supportive of efforts to try and target and tackle that problem. So I would say our message is an important one, regardless of their feelings with respect to this legislation. And even if the bill had not passed, I wouldn't be surprised if we weren't there saying, hey, look at the good things that we're doing. You need to try and find ways to incentivize hospital participation in these types of programs and support these types of initiatives. One key message I have is, rather than focusing purely on pay for performance or non-payment for adverse outcomes, such as not paying for hospital readmissions, been proposed and floated around. I think those alternative strategies for tackling readmissions unnecessarily create competition between institutions, potentially hides the problems, and doesn't really help institutions learn from one another how to continue to improve. And I think our Michigan Collaborative is a nice example of a local provider-based, payer-supported quality initiative that will tackle an important problem and lead to a lot of collaboration and a lot of learning that are going to help patients beyond this particular initiative. So I think that's an important message we have for them. And I think they need to understand what's going on with these types of local collaboratives and these projects and support them.